Doctors kill themselves. So do some yoga and take a nap. And try to cut back on the alcohol. No offense to the well-meaning wellness programs at my school, but for the hour of my life it took you to tell me that, you could have sent a tweet. And it's a little funny, you telling us all this. In case you forgot, the specter of this education led us to sell our teens in our 20s, people who would have loved us if only we'd had more time to love them back. Because you didn't leave space on AMCAS for nights spent out with friends, family members paid obligation to, for hands held at 3 a.m. the night before a test, because my roommate's mom is dying, and some things are more important than my resume. You did ask about a time I felt marginalized, and I would have told you about the time I hid my depression from my med school applications, but while you were busy starting a conversation about mental health and wellness with the classes above me, everyone else was warning me that, that's a bit of a liability on an application. So, I hope you enjoyed that essay about my sexist chemistry teacher. You never gave a good goddamn about my wellness back then, unless it was an extracurricular you could tally up and an essay about a heartwarming memory you could grade. Depression and anxiety are practically prerequisite for this profession, but we're haunted by the fragile egos of a generation of doctors that stole metacarpals from cadavers to make tie clips and lied to their patients because they're much more docile when you only tell them what you want them to know. It should impress the hell out of you that I realized I needed help all on my own, and got it, and continue to get it. This makes me less of a liability, not more of one, or do you just prefer the plausible deniability of doctors whose only essays about mental illness were left on notes beside running baths and swinging ropes? If you're gonna tell us about yoga, tell us the truth. Tell us about how there was a while there during residency where every time you went to bed, a tiny part of you hoped you wouldn't wake up in the morning. But somehow, just getting your exhausted body moving for 20 minutes a day put light and color and space back into the hospital, air back into your lungs. If you want to tell us not to drink too much, don't just talk about how one in six of us has a problem. Talk about how after a week of watching children dying of leukemia, particularly one little toddler whose intestines were so close to necrosis that he could not even take comfort in touch, well, you let some friends get you hammered. And all that pain just melted away and it didn't come back. And it was the first time you understood how addiction begins. If you want to talk to me about sleep, talk about the nights you wished you could close your eyes and see something other than blood. And if you want to talk about suicide, don't just tell us we're four times more likely to complete and leave it at that. Statistics do not count as conversation. Tell us the truth. Don't stand there with a red pen and a letter of recommendation hanging over our heads. This isn't a bell curve that's at stake, and it's not your reputation. It's the black suit I'm going to have to buy someday for a friend I used to know.